Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is from Year B, Fall, Week 10. Restoration, Ruth and Naomi, from Ruth 1:1-18. The big idea: God restored what Naomi lost. God helps us, and He will never leave us. Not even death can separate us from His love. The memory verse is Deuteronomy 31:8a. The Lord Himself will go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never leave you. Deuteronomy 31:8a. Today's scripture tells how a Moabite woman named Ruth moves to Bethlehem, worships the Lord, marries into the lineage of future King David, and becomes a story of hope and restoration. It is a story that is still celebrated 4,000 years later. It all begins when Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, in order to escape a famine, moves east with her husband and two sons to a foreign nation, Moab. The Moabites were enemies of God's people and idol worshippers. One would move to Moab only under great duress as a desperate attempt to survive. Yet Naomi's husband and sons don't survive. When Naomi announces her intention to move back to Bethlehem, something unexpected happens. Her daughter-in-law Ruth makes a heartfelt pledge of devotion, which we read in Ruth 1:16-18. That pledge is recognized as an expression of love and faithfulness, but even more as a desire to worship the one true Lord God, maker of heaven and earth. Ruth's story is a beautiful illustration of God's love for the whole world, Jews and Gentiles alike. See John 3:16 and Romans 1:16. Today's story begins and ends in Bethlehem, one of the most famous biblical towns. Bethlehem appears throughout the Old Testament. The last mention appears in Micah 5:2, which records the Lord's prophecy that the Messiah would be born in the town of Bethlehem. In the New Testament, the town appears in the Gospels, most prominently in Matthew 1:2 and Luke 2, focused on the birth of Jesus. It has an ancient and often tragic history, a history that sets the stage for the birth of the Savior of the world. What does this passage have to do with Jesus? The beginning of the Christmas story in Matthew 1:1-17 offers something that most ancient genealogies wouldn't include. It offers the names of five notable women attached to sensational and often scandalous stories. Tamar, impregnated by her father-in-law. Rahab, a despised foreigner with a shady reputation. Ruth, a despised foreigner whose Jewish husband died young. Bathsheba, with whom King David committed adultery, and Mary, who became pregnant out of wedlock. Here, as elsewhere, Scripture knows nothing of family secrets. The more embarrassing the story, the more ink it gets. So, not surprisingly, Jesus is taunted right up until his final months here on earth. See John 8:41. Yet even lifelong humiliation and shame are nothing compared to what Jesus endured on the cross. There he gave his life to pay for our sins, but he not only paid for our sins, he paid for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. How does this relate to the church and the world? Like Ruth, each of us who actively and wholeheartedly follows Jesus has made a heartfelt pledge of love, faithfulness, and trust in the Lord our God. Such a pledge doesn't come automatically with each new generation. In last week's lesson, we closed with a prayer for each child to come to saving faith in Jesus. This week, let's reinforce the importance of each child doing just that. As always, keep each child in your prayers. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.